This is FM 2.0 with the Don, Dean, Stormy, and the Grizz. Forever music. Music. Music.
Me now.
Oh, I hear you. Can you hear us?
Oh, yep. Here.
I can hear you now.
Okay.
All right. Sorry about that.
Yes, yeah, so Jeff, great. I was Don had asked me to queue up how I ran across you, and I don't remember exactly. It seems like I did a post, and I don't know if you liked a comment on the post, whatever. I remember running across
your page. It was Lost Hearts.
Okay, that's what I was thinking. And then I listened to your music, and I was just like, holy shit, these guys bring it.
Right.
Yeah, bad for a bunch of old guys, huh?
You know, tonight we've had Vixen and then Wicked, and there's just I love it because there's a resurgence in a type of energy, a type of song. You and I've talked about this. Good rock, just good rock.
Yeah, that's what we're used to doing.
And then
By the way, no leather, no spandex.
Refrain from those questions.
Get those questions out of the way.
No G strings.
That will go down in infamy.
Just little boxers and some jeans, right?
I won't let them forget it.
Well, all right. So look, I'm not sure if I should bring this up, but Stormy, Don, Grizz, what was more shocking, when Rudy took us down that path of the conversation, or when Don Dawkins started taking a leak during the interview?
When Don Dawkins took a leak, because I thought, my gosh.
Don Dawkins, you're on our show live.
I was on camera too, and I'm like,
he was going.
Like, wow. I never thought that would happen in the 80s when I was in high school.
Now, Jeff, it's a sign here, so... Yeah, we've talked through the full backstory. I put the post out there. Grizz said the same thing. I mean, man, Pedro, what a find. Between his vocals and your energy and the guitar. Wow.
So heavy. I love it.
Yeah, I've been blessed with some good singers. And I was surprised that I found him and that he actually liked what I was doing. So, you know, it's turned out really well. We're probably 8 or 9 songs into having a new album ready to go in and record. Ooh. And actually, yeah, he's written most of the songs for this album, you know, cause he had to do my songs for this last album. So he's wearing it out now, but what was amazing was, you know, because the type of music we do or that I write, you know, is obviously rock and roll, 80s rock, whatever you want to call it. But I think when I heard him, you know, it was the Steelheart thing I heard. But then when I was looking at more videos, and it was things like him doing Bryan Adams and Bruno Mars and him actually doing them, to where I thought, holy shit, that's a great version of that song, you know, it was amazing. You know, I think that the versatility of all that, you know, because that's really, you know, I mean, we're kind of under the rock and roll umbrella, but you know, I in my mind, it's the Eagles, Queen, and bands like that that can do a polka 1 minute and then a heavy metal song and then a country song, you know, just do whatever they want, you know. So we want that versatility, you know, and I think all of us together can do that, you know. I think we're not going to steer too far from rock, you know, but I'm still pushing for a piano song I recorded last year. He's still dragging his feet about getting me the vocal.
Well, Dean, can I use this opportunity to play a clip here?
Yeah, let's do it.
It's a long clip, but it's really soaking Jeff. This is amazing. No. This is what Jeff's all about right here. I'm going to play this song right now. Get ready, folks. Buckle up.
Thank you. just want to stay with you tonight. Cause I know that girl.
That's worth playing that whole clip right there.
Energy. Energy.
Man, yeah.
Incredible.
Yeah, you know that song didn't turn up. Yeah.
Right there at the bottom. You see that?
Barely. I'm not wearing my glasses, but yeah, I've seen it.
Who shot the video? It's,
Josh Jackals with Jacqueline Hyde Productions. He's actually done all our videos. He's here in Georgia. He's our buddy. Actually, we just opened up Rocklahoma this last year, and he drove us there in the bus and got video footage. Yeah, he's done all our videos, you know, and me and him work well together. You know, we'll go shoot the video, you know, in a day or two, and then we'll come back and I'll go to his house and we'll edit everything in about a day or two, and boom, you got a video. You know, he deals with my nonsense and, you know, my musician thoughts, you know, so it works out great. But yeah, he does fantastic work.
Yeah, definitely. Wow. Outstanding. There's a part in that song too, like towards the end, where Pedro's singing along with the notes you're actually playing, which I thought was really cool.
Yeah, it's cool that he can hit that, huh? Because I have to tell him all the time, man, you're gonna watch it with these back vocal things, you know, because we can't do that, you know. It's amazing how, you know, it because this album, I had finished it a long, long time ago, and you know, kind of shelved it. I think I told Dean this, and then you know, about, I guess, 4 years ago, when a bunch of things started happening where I was led to believe I needed to start up again. And I got a hold of Pedro. That's when he was redoing the vocals. You know, it's funny because this song, when I started it and started writing it, I had T-Rex in mind. I thought it was my T-Rex song, and it sounds nothing like T-Rex. And you know, so the things that Pedro was coming up with, you know, on the vocal lines, and me and him are going back and forth, where he did a really great job. You know, it took him a long time. Luckily, COVID was around that time. It gave us a couple of years to finish an album, you know, for him to do his vocals and take his time with everything.
You know, one of the things that's been hanging in my head, and I got to find, I think I'm just going to stop referring to it as an 80s rock, because that makes it kind of a shtick. It's just it's rock, but there is a there is an energy that, that you're bringing back, which is once upon a time, a band could walk into the room, and this video, you hit it perfectly. A band walks into a room, and you know that's a band. You can look over a group, and you know it's a band because the energy that they bring to the table. And there was a period where a band could walk into a room and you couldn't discern them from the crowd. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's the every person look. But I love the energy that you're bringing back.
Yeah, the that whole video idea was like over a weekend's thought. I mean, I thought about it. That's a country bar. And I can't remember who all had played there. And it's in Florida. And I thought, well, you know, it'd be coolest to have line dancing with this rock song. So I had got with the dance instructor, I think the night or two before we were coming down, and they basically listened to the song. Some of the wives are dancing in the video. There's, you know, they just practiced while we were, you know, doing our thing on stage and shooting that video. And then they came over and did the line dancing to it. So it was really cool, you know, how quick they adapted a rock song with line dancing, you know. But I think that's what that looks for, you know, when we enter the room, they're like, what the hell are they doing here? You know, because we're a rock band, you know.
Where was that? You said Florida. What city?
That was in Sanford. Sanford, Florida is where my...
Near Orlando.
Yeah, all the guys are in you know, Sanford, Orlando, Daytona. All, you know, they were in that area. And then my stepdaughters are there. You know, and we had, like, driven by that bar a couple of times. And, I mean, it was planned, like, within a week. You know, it seemed it was just, hey, call. You know, I told my wife, call this people, you know, this, find out who runs this. And, you know, let's see if we can't do this. And, I mean, it all fell together pretty well.
You know, Grizz, you're talking about how towards the end, the vocals mirror the guitar. You know, another great duo that did that, Steve Perry, Neil Sean. Actually, with Jonathan Cain, if you listen, you know, quality of a lot of Journey songs was they would do that. And that was one of the things, one of the videos I saw of Pedro that really caught my eyes when he covered O'Sherry. To cover Steve Perry's pretty impressive feat.
Yeah. Yeah, his you know, he's been doing cover band stuff for many, many years, and I mean, that's their thing. They do Journey stuff, and I mean, because there's not a lot of guys that can do Steve Perry, you know.
A friggin' Steelheart?
That's the first song video I seen of him doing, and I'm like, and he was in his studio, you know, and I'm like, this is studio. This could be just some bullshit, you know. So I looked a couple more videos and seen them playing live at Bike Week in Daytona. And I think it was Everyone Loves Eileen by Steelheart. And they did it live and he didn't miss a note. And I'm like, holy crap. Yeah.
Wow. That is not easy to do.
It's pretty amazing because, you know, we just got back this weekend rehearsing for this Lita Ford show coming up on the 19th. And, Pedro only rehearses with us, you know, like one time. If I'll go down for like a weekend, we'll rehearse two times and Pedro will show up one time. We go through it a couple of times and then we play, you know. You know, he knows how to take care of his voice, you know, which is unusual at our age. I mean, when you're 20s, of course, you can do anything, stay up all night, drink, party and all that, you know, but He takes care of it and really never has any problems with his voice at all.
Now, I'm not sure if you want to go deep into this, but I do think it's worth noting. You made a big decision here recently that you took back your rights and chosen to go independent, essentially, right?
Yeah, that happens when people don't pay me for my shit. You know, when we don't get our royalties and our album sales and shit like that. And it's not like we're selling, you know, millions. So, I mean, you know, just get what's due to us. And I mean, we've pretty much been independent, you know, anymore. A record deal is not really a record deal. You know, I mean, it's the band footing the bill and, you know, people slapping their names on your record and distributing it for you and taking their cuts. And, you know, then after this last stuff going on. I'm like, well, we'll just do it ourselves, you know, and then that way I know I can collect the money, you know, it goes right from my wife into our bank account, you know, it goes from the merch table or online sales straight to us, you know. It's just easier to deal with, you know, it's not going to make that huge of a difference if we're doing our independent label or it's one of these other labels, you know, pseudo labels. But yeah, that tends to happen when you don't start getting your pay and you start uploading videos to YouTube and you get copyright strikes from copyright claims from people who didn't write the songs because it's distributed through, you know, like Sony, Universal, Darts. And it's like, I wrote this shit. How am I getting a copyright strike? You know, so we got everything, you know, we got everything reverted back to us now. Now we're taking the steps to get our money now, you know. So I feel good about it, though. You know, we've done the albums, the CDs the way we want, the songs the way we want. You know, we're not playing every dive bar every weekend. We're, you know, we're not 20, so we're going to be kind of picky and choosy about what we do because we're not chasing like when we were 20 where we'd do anything because it was like life or death situation where we had to be rock stars this time next week, you know. We let things happen, and so far that's been working out good. You know, we had 3 songs on Billboard with the last album. You know, we've won a bunch of awards, and you know, no one's really trying. I mean, we're taking advantage of every thing that comes up and we work, but we're not trying to shove that square peg to a round hole or vice versa, you know. And what we're doing is writing, and we're kind of being selfish. Everything we write is self-serving. It's for us because at the end of the day, I think I told you, Dean, this is all we have is these songs. We have nothing left. So, you know, if someone starts trying to steal money from our songs, our children, then I'll do what I need to protect them, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, what a way to go. Which leads me into what a way to go.
There you go.
I'm going to play that right now. This is a little longer clip too, but this is such a phenomenal. This song's phenomenal. I'm not kidding. I had this on repeat. But here it is. And I'm living my life, now. Because
that was such a good solo over that chord progression. My God. Oh,
my God.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
Impressive.
Yeah, Pedro don't need too bad on that either, does he?
No. You know, Stormy, I don't know if you're going to... Jeff has kind of like elements of your dad when he plays. It's weird.
You know, when I was listening to their music... It reminded me of the self-titled album. It really did. I'm like, it's that hard. It's that thick. It's in your face.
Yeah, you're right. Robbie singing, right? No, yeah. I totally.
And it's riffs. You've got great riffs.
Yes.
Riffs.
Yeah. It all starts around a riff.
It does.
Yeah, that's it does. There's
it's
a slogan.
Good to have a riff master with you, right?
Yeah.
That's a great slogan we got to add to a shirt, right? It all starts with a riff.
Yeah.
No, what I love there, though, in that there was a half step that went on in the middle of that solo. Boom, boom. Like it was went halftime a little bit in there. That was awesome.
Yeah, that song is kind of a pain. When I write, yeah, and it don't take much. If someone goes out, boy, it screws me all up. Yeah, so when I was writing it, and so I come in, I'm like, okay, so I'm going to detune it. I'm telling the bass player and the drummer, I'm like, okay, so we're detuning, and then we're going to capo it back up a step. He's like, so you're detuning it down to come back up when you're going to put a capo on it. I'm like, it doesn't mean nothing, you know. So now I have to have two more guitars just to play that song in case one I break a string. So yeah, it's just kind of pointless. But it came out okay, you know. That song that took a life on its own, man. That song was written so long ago, and it's really weird because I was back in Oklahoma. And a bunch of people had died. My grandmother, a bunch of people died. I had like 6 people pass away within like 3 months. And I'm in Oklahoma and I'm sitting on the porch and I'm writing all these songs and there's a tornado, you know, out in Oklahoma, you know, I'm out in the country. I'm like 10 acres or something. So I see a tornado going across the field, you know, and of course being depressed and then I'm thinking about all these people that passed, and that's how I come up with the name What a Way to Go, you know, living life and, you know, how they lived and what a way to go. And then this tornado's coming and, you know, what a way that would be to go, you know. So it just started with that title. It popped in my head. And that chorus, that guitar riff, once again, the last song, I thought of T-Rex, that chord riff on What a Way to Go, I was thinking of Collective Soul, that one song. And it sounds nothing like it. Somehow the things I hear and how it comes out, it doesn't come out the same. So it's really weird.
That's funny how that works, because I've written so many songs the same way. Like I'm thinking I'm gonna make a song that sounds like this band or this song in particular, and then it's like turns out into something totally opposite.
All right.
I'm just waiting to write that Stairway to Heaven song.
Did somebody want to point out the comment that came up?
That was funny.
Yeah, that'd be a way to go, huh?
Right here.
His wife changed, talking about you, your wife changed you up in the basement.
This is Josh speaking.
Your wife changed you up in the basement and feeds you cat food until you write a hit song. Then you can
call you. Yeah.
Is that Josh?
That's Josh.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, that's our video director. So what a smart ass. Yeah. Yeah.
If I remember, didn't you just have a anniversary?
Oh, yeah. First 1 year anniversary. Yeah, she's made it. She tolerated me for a year now, a whole year of being married.
It's not easy being married to musicians.
Oh, you have no idea.
It's not. Yeah.
You have no idea with me. Yeah, see, I don't know how those guys, the last band that, you know, say, hey, we all live together. No one could live with me beyond my wife. All the guys would have already quit. They would have already left.
I don't know how they're doing that. I just don't know, but
works. They're young. They're young, and it's good. It's cool if it works, but, man, no one could deal with me first thing in the morning.
It's funny to say that. We talked about this last week. I shared with the team here. In a band, yeah, I'm the one that's really – I'm an asshole. I'm a very difficult person to be in a band with, and I admit that. Are you difficult?
Me?
Yeah.
Well – yeah, well, business wise, yeah, because I mean, you know, I started this whole thing, and I want every, I started this band 20 years ago, you know, and everyone that's in it now, you know, they've been in it about 4 years. So I keep thinking that if I'm not an asshole as far as business goes, and if anything falls wrong, it's my fault that, you know, because I'm like, they're obviously adults, but they're like my kids, you know, I'm trying to make sure I do make the right moves. So I tend to not have as much fun because I'm constantly worried, you know, even playing, I'm worried about merch, I'm worried about sound, I'm worried about the, you know, so it seems like I'm not having fun. It's not that I'm a bastard. It's just, I'm always deep in thought and I'm thinking about 20 things at once, you know, and it makes people tend to think that I'm being a prick when I'm really not. I just, you couldn't tell right now, but I don't really have a whole lot to say. You know, when we're in rehearsals, we just, it's all about business, you know, and I think if I stay focused that way, then, you know, maybe it'll pay off, you know, for all of us one day.
Yeah.
You know,
Well, I can tell you, how about this? I want to do, you want to read that, Dean? He can't read it.
I can't read it.
He's easy to work with. It's the BS that surrounds that causes issues. It's the childish shit that others create. Jeff stays very professional in this.
Thank you, buddy. No. Yeah, because he just witnessed a bunch of that shit, you know, when we got back from Rocklahoma and everything. And, you know, it's, you know, it's, this is no different. A band is no different. And I think me and you, Dean, talked about it. It's no different than a convenience store, a garage. It's business, you know, and you got to try to do what you can to try to keep any money coming in. And, you know, you got people bitching about this, wanting that, wanting their, you know. And you're trying to do the best you can. You got bill collectors, you know, I mean, it's a business and we know that this is not a wealthy business for us. You know, we're not the music publishers. We're not the attorneys. We're not, you know, we're the musicians. So we're the last ones to get fed and we're the last, you know, we're the ones that make all this money for everyone else.
It's kind of gotten worse here. Streaming, you would think, would have made it better for everybody, but streaming's actually made it worse for musicians.
Well, it's made it easy for us to be heard in Portugal, but it means nothing. It doesn't mean shit when we don't get to see any of that in our bank account. You know, this whole Spotify thing, holy crap, you just don't even want to talk to me about that because it's just ridiculous. I mean, I've seen... it was Snoop Dogg the other day.
I saw that.
Yeah, how many billion streams? And he said, man, that's less than $45,000. He had billions of streams. And this guy over here is making, he's worth $250 billion and has the balls to say, well, if you want to make more money, put out more music. And not really doing anything for it, you know. So there's the good and the bad, you know, when internet started kicking off and all this stuff was happening, I'm old and set in my ways like you wouldn't believe, but, I was so worried about, you know, bootleg stuff and people ripping me off and this and that. And I'm not even worried about the individuals doing that anymore as I am the corporations. You know, the big wig industry people that are just screwing you left and right, and you just got to take it. But if it wasn't for the internet, you know, we wouldn't be doing interviews in Venezuela, you know, we wouldn't be heard in Korea, you know, all over the world. So you got to take the good with the bad. And, you know, I think that's why we want to try to, there's no, any major record deal right now would be definitely the devil's deal. You know, so at the end of the day, when I finally say, you know, I did the best I could, we're just, you know, I'm just going to give it up. I just want to make sure I can say, hey, I put out these songs and I still own them. They're not going to be a tampon commercial that I don't get no money from them. You know, you know what I mean?
And now, Tampax with Bring It Down.
The duo of Prophets Playtex, always, I mean.
Give it to me one time, Tampax Pearl.
Pearl, he knows.
Yeah, I've been married enough, I know.
Not too many guys would get that right, you know.
Yeah. I'm gonna play a little bit of Bring It Down now. Hold on, let's play this and then God in heaven. Are you kidding me? This is like superstar level music right here. I'm not kidding.
I wish it was. But you know, that song, I can't remember. My wife could tell me, but it did. I think it was on the Billboard charts too, which once again didn't mean anything for my bank account, but it looks good on my resume, you know. That was, we've won a couple of awards like Single of the Year and I think Video of the Year for that song. That was originally, when I wrote it and recorded it the first time, was called Bloody Money. And it was just some stupid song about pharaohs and gold and, you know, the evil of money. And Pedro's like, yeah, this sucks. You know, but he liked the music. He's like, no, this sucks. So, rewrote the lyrics and it turned out really well. You know, that was actually the first song that Pedro wrote lyrics for the band.
Pedro's in the chat. So Pedro, your vocals are incredible.
Amazing.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, you're not bad, Pedro.
Not bad at all.
Pedro, you got some potential.
Guess you can stick around.
Yeah. Vocal lyrics, you'll be all right.
He's the kind of vocalist that you could hear him all the way in the back of the arena. Like, you know what I mean? Like, my power vocal is unbelievable.
No, he really does. And you know, like I said, he takes care of his voice and he knows how to control it, you know. And the dudes, I mean, he's just one of those guys you don't like because he can play the bass, he can play the drums, he can play everything. He looks good. And I'm like, yeah.
Multi-time. You're right.
Show off.
But it does help. Like I said, you know, right now we're working on the new album stuff, and you know, he just keeps sending me stuff. I'm like, this is so easy for me. You know, just keep sending me songs. I'll just learn parts. You know, but I'm looking forward to recording more and getting the next album out.
Well, I know we're in overtime. Let me play the last song, and then we can. You know, Dean can carry. This is Locked in the Clothing.
We'll be right back.
You know what's amazing is we come out of that. That's the last four songs you recorded, and none of them are throwaways. Like, if they were on an album like 1, 2, 3, 4, you'd be like, this is like, going to be the greatest friggin' album on the planet. And they're singles, right? I can't wait till you put an album together.
Well, based on Be My Honey, I'm excited about the album, what you got coming up.
Yeah, you know, we kind of rushed to actually do a video for that one because I was really excited about it too, you know, when Pedro brought it to me. And so I'm like, shit, we're going to make a video, you know. So, yeah, I think the last three songs that I've been, you know, rough tracking have been about the same level, you know, so I'm hoping that this album will be the same as well, you know.
Holy smokes.
We got new ingredients. We got a new drummer. We got new ingredients in the stew. So we'll see, you know, how much better it is. You know,
you got shows with Lita Ford coming up. And
Yep, we're playing that January 19th in Fort Myers, Florida, and then we got the 20th in Ormond Beach, I think, and then I think we're headlining Bike Week at Boot Hill in March. We got some other stuff coming up. I don't know.
Awesome.
Yep. Just keep trying.
You guys are awesome. Like Dean, Stormy, Grizz, you got anything else you want to bring up to Jeff or? Anybody in the chat?
We'd love to have you back once you got new stuff out.
That's for sure.
But I don't get a question from you, Stormy.
Oh, do you have one?
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm a crazy question. Not.
One of those awesome questions.
A crazy one? Okay.
Command of all the way. I already answered that one. So.
Okay, I have to say, non-cuss word. What would be your favorite word to use?
Non-cuss word?
Yeah.
What's your favorite word?
Dr. Pepper.
Oh.
I like it. You know what? I like that. That's my favorite too. Yep.
What is it about Dr. Pepper? Like, I love it.
It's good.
I know. I remember going down Southwood because I grew up in New Jersey. And then you hit like after North Carolina, it became Mr. Pibb, the Coke one. I'm like, what is Mr. Pibb? What are they trying to be? Like, he never went to college?
Mr. Pibb's a little sweeter than Dr. Pepper.
We got cheer wine here.
Now, make sure everything. So those songs are on the Bottom of the Barrel album, which was it 2020?
No, 22.
Oh, that was just last year.
Yeah, last year.
Okay. And then, everybody get the album. The songs are incredible. And then check out Be My Honey.
As a teaser
for what's coming next.
And remember, buy direct, voodoomoonshinerocks.com. Buy the album direct.
Right through the website.
Yep.
Well, you guys kick ass. I mean, that's
appreciate it. And, I appreciate it. I mean, it was really great. First interview of the year.
Yeah.
Woo! We got
it. Moonshinerrocks.com.
Your best. Might as well not do any more the rest of the year. You're fine.
Yeah, that's right. I'm taking off.
Jeff, great to have you, man. Voodoo Moonshine is the band. I just look right here on the screen. They put up there on the website. Go to the website, buy the music. You got shirts up there, like all kinds of merch.
We got all kinds of stuff. We've probably got 60 items. We got hoodies. We got mouse pads. We got tank tops, t-shirts, razorbacks. We got everything. Probably 50 or 60 items.
Ooh.
You know, when we went to Oklahoma, we were the only band that they let sell. My wife had our merch booth. We're the only band that handled our own merch that Rocklahoma wasn't dealing with. We got to keep all the merch. Only ones, yeah. Yep, it was a lot of merch. Yep. And they were going to let us use the day after, you know, because we opened up the Rocklahoma. We played, it was us, LA Guns, Bullet Boys, and Skid Row, first band. And they were even going to let us sell merch the next day when we weren't even playing. It was amazing.
Wow.
Smooth up, didn't ya?
Skid Row. Warrant was amazing. Skid Row was amazing. They were all great. It was amazing that we got picked to, obviously that was my first show back home in Oklahoma since 1989. And, to open up with those guys, it was pretty cool.
Well, people will be opening for you. That's it.
That's it.
I'm telling you, incredible music when you got the new stuff come back. And
most definitely.
Be safe out there. We love your music. Thanks for finding us.
Everybody,
I searched. I searched Dean out like I did Pedro. I wanted him to do a thing on us. I thought did great. You know.
Yeah, I'll be doing another thing. I mean, it's just based off the reaction of the first post I did a couple weeks ago. It's got some great comments in there. A lot of views.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. Well, if you guys need anything, let me know.
You got it, Jeff.
We appreciate it.
Keep it up.
Thanks for having me.
That's it. Thanks, everyone, for watching tonight. And be safe out there. And we'll
guys,
see
we've had all the elements of a total backstage rock show. We've talked G-strings. We've said cuss words. We've talked leather, stink, all of it. Ended it with a kick-ass band.
And let me make an announcement, too, for anybody watching. Thursday night, we're doing a special live at 8 o'clock because Blue Oyster Cult Rhythm Section. Albert and Joe Bouchard are coming on, the ones that did all the big songs. So that'll be Thursday night at 8. For anybody watching, we'll be talking to Blue Oyster Cult Rhythm Section. So be there. Everyone, again, good night. Thank you, Jeff. Everyone, have a great
night.
Thank you so much.
All right, guys.
Bye, everybody.
Night.
Feel better, Don.
All right.